This is Mrs. Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, Witz, W-I-T-Z, 111-81, 111-81. Chief complaint, cough, number one, congestion. Number two, sore throat. Number three, leg pain, next one is arm pain, next one is severe cramps in upper and lower extremities. Next one is perimenopausal symptoms, severe. Next one is agitation. Next one is, I was told at one time she has a thyroid nodule. Next number, heavy periods. Next number is abnormal periods. Next number, painful periods. Next one is wants to make sure she doesn't have a fibroids or something to that effect that can cause her abnormal symptoms and periods. Periods. New paragraphs is also, next number, she's also very concerned about possibility of ovarian cancer, since she's had two family members die of ovarian cancer in the past, periods. COVID immunization, none. Medication, ibuprofen. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problem, negative. Review of system as above. Last period, now. No smoking, no drinking. Allergy, no drug allergy. Family history, pancreatic cancer, ovarian cancer. No breast cancer reported. As well as... diabetes. She weighs 180 pounds, no significant change. 99%, 98.2, 16, 78, 114 over 88. As far as maintenance, put down has not started mammograms, to do mammograms yet, wants to wait another year or two. Vitals, I just went over. Heart positive, some positive with two. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft. TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Electrical non-focal. Skin shows no rash. Number one, sinusitis. Number two, refractogram. Now, next one is dexamethasone. Gram now. Next one is strep is negative. Next one is flu A is negative. Next one is flu B is negative. Next time we treat with amoxicillin 75 BID, Medrol dose pack, and Bromfit DM at home. Next time, because of ovarian cancer, pelvic ultrasound shows no abnormality. Patient does have what looks like a fibroid in her uterus, along with copious amount of blood since she's on her period. This could be causing her pain. Her last pap smear was negative. She has an appointment to see her OB/GYN to talk about bioidentical hormone. Next time is perimenopausal syndrome symptoms. Patient would definitely benefit from bioidentical hormones. Again, it would be a good idea to follow up with the OB/GYN. Next number, her thyroid reveals no evidence of cysts, where she had some cysts before, she tells me. Next number, abdominal ultrasound, which was done for nausea, is within normal limits. Symptoms may be related to poor perimenopausal. Next number, because of severe leg pain and arm pain, we made sure she didn't have the flu A. Also, we made sure that she didn't have any evidence of DVT or PVD. None was found. Go back to the top, put down surgical histories. She's had a tummy tuck and breast reduction. Next number, bloating. Gallbladder looks okay. We talked about bloating after abdominoplasty. That's very common, especially if you gain weight. I recommend patient gaining weight and changing her diet. Next number, we looked at her neck, and we found no evidence of carotid stenosis, significant carotid stenosis. Next number, renal artery, no renal artery stenosis was found. Next number, rest of the abdominal ultrasound was within normal limits. Next number, carotid ultrasound was done also because of vertigo, no abnormality was found. Next number is palpitations. They're most likely related to what are they related to? Perimenopausal. No valvular disturbance was noted. Next number, recommend thyroid testing. Next number, recommend LH, FSH, estradiol, testosterone, and estrogen, total estrogen, as well as progesterone level. Next number, she will get that done. Next number, if she's not better regarding any symptoms, will call me right away. Thank you.